This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. The WHL about to be strongly represented at the 2019 Sherwin-Williams CHL NHL Top Prospects Game in Red Deer. We'll hear from two blue chippers, Kirby Dock of the Saskatoon Blades, Bowen Byram of the Vancouver Giants. Byram, by the way, also named the WHL On the Run and CHL Player of the Week. That's coming up. And the WHL is awarded the East Division Academic Spotlight Awards. We'll hear from one of the recipients, Moose Jaw Warriors defenseman Damon Hunt. The captains and alternate captains have now been announced for the 2019 Sherwin-Williams CHL NHL Top Prospects Game, set for Red Deer January 23rd. Dylan Cousins of the Lethbridge Hurricanes and Kirby Dock of the Saskatoon Blades have both been appointed captains among the 40 top prospects from around the WHL, the Ontario Hockey League, and Quebec Major Junior Hockey League selected for the 24th annual competition by NHL teams. Voice of the Blades, Les Lazarek, has more with one of the captains, Kirby Dock.
Thank you, John. I'm joined by Kirby Dock, who's going to be at the Top Prospects Game, of course, in Red Deer, coming up next Wednesday. And you knew that you were going to be there for quite a while, but the latest news that happened on Wednesday is the fact that you're going to be one of the captains, in fact, captain of Team Moore. Tell me the significance of that particular happening for you as far as it relates to this game and to your hockey career.
Yeah, obviously it's pretty special to get invited to the game and be able to play. And on the best and best game, there's only 40 guys that get to go, so it's a special honor to be able to go there. But to top it off with being a captain of my team, Team Moore, it's pretty cool. And I'm obviously going to cherish it for the rest of my life, and I'm looking forward to the experience.
You ever been a captain of your team before?
Yeah, back in minor hockey once or twice, but it's nothing to compare to what it would be like at this game.
Tell me about what you're expecting and what have you heard about what this Top Prospects game is all about. Not just the game, but there's a whole bunch of other things besides it, of course.
Yeah, obviously my good friend Eric Florchek went there last year and kind of has been talking to me about a little bit and understanding what's going on there and how to prepare yourself, make sure you're getting lots of rest and before, because the days go by quick and they're long, so got to come in well rested and have fun. I think that's the biggest thing in those games and those types of events. You got to have a lot of fun, and if you're not having fun, I don't think you're going to do well.
The format has changed over the years, and I'm not sure whether it's going to be on Tuesday or if it's going to be Wednesday before the game itself or how it's going to happen, but it's kind of almost like a mini combine sort of a situation where you go through some testing and there's all kinds of NHL personnel set and ready for that sort of a thing.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, I think that's kind of what he's talking to me about the most, is just like the off-ice things and how to handle yourself in the media and stuff like that, and just kind of hanging around the hotel and how to act like a pro at all times, because obviously all the NHL teams are going to be there, and you got to be on your best behavior and put your best foot forward all the time and not worry about all that stuff.
Because all those NHL teams are going to be there, and a lot of people have varying, differing views on how this works as far as how it helps or doesn't help a player. Do you feel like it's one of those situations where it doesn't matter what it does as far as your ranking goes from the game? It's just a matter of playing your game and whatever happens, happens sort of a thing?
Yeah, I don't think that's something you can control. I think you got to focus on the controllables of yourself and come to the game and play the way you play the game and focus on yourself. Obviously, you want to come away with the win and help your team in that aspect, but at the same time, you got to help yourself out and do the right things on the ice and off the ice and be ready to go, because obviously it's going to go by quick. It's got to be a fun experience.
Tell me about your season. How would you rate it so far yourself?
I think it's gone good. There's obviously been a couple of times throughout the year where I didn't think things were going the right way or pucks weren't going in, but I think I stayed with it and was playing the game the right way all the time, and I think that's the most important thing, is to kind of play the game the right way and understand that you're not going to get the puck luck all the time, and got to stay focused and keep working.
The attention you receive, and you knew it was going to happen. You had 39 points after 23 games. That attention, I think, just sort of comes with the territory, does it not?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, you're producing at a high level in this league. You're going to get the other team's top D pairings. You got to know how to handle that. I think you kind of look at guys like Cody Glass or Lecision and Henry and Ballery, those three guys in Lethbridge. Those guys are seeing top D men every night. And you gotta kind of learn from what they do on the ice and use it in your own game.
Kirby, thanks so much for this. We wish you all the best coming up in Red Deer next week.
All right, thank you.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
Vancouver Giants defenseman Bowen Byram will also play in the game. But first things first, he was named the WHL On the Run and CHL Player of the Week. A voice of the Giants, Dan O'Connor, sat down with him.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Thanks, John. With the CHL and WHL Player of the Week, Bowen Byram. What a week for you. What a week for the team. Three wins in a row now for the Vancouver Giants. Bowen, what's kind of been the mood as of late with the team? What's maybe changed in a positive direction?
I think just after our central road swing, it didn't go quite as we wanted. So coming into those couple games at home, we really wanted to get back on track, and I think we did a pretty good job of doing that.
For you, I mean, the week, the five-point game and then the Victoria game, I mean, those were two important games for the Vancouver Giants, to get back home, to face some BC Division competition, and to get a bit of a lead back in the BC Division standings. How important was it for the guys to kind of rally the way that they did at home?
Yeah, like I said, we had a bit of a skid there on our central road trip. Didn't go how we wanted, but I thought we kind of got a bit back on track those two games. We're still trying to fix some things up, but it's going a lot better right now.
How does your confidence change after a week like you just had?
Yeah, it's definitely nice. I mean, whenever you can have some puck luck and get some pucks in the back of the net, it helps a lot. Just handling the puck and whatnot, you feel a lot more confident. But yeah, at the end of the day, I just got to keep playing my game and working hard.
I want to go back to the road trip. The second to last night, we go to Cranbrook, and we get a chance to go and spend some time at the Byram household. To see the smile on your face, to see the smile on your mom's face, to have the team over to your house and to give them a little bit of slice of what home is like for Bowen Byram, how special was that for you?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think I have a bit of a different home life than some people would expect, and I think everyone kind of realized that once they got the tour. But yeah, it was really cool. Obviously getting to spend some time with my mom and dad, then having all my closest friends around my team. So it was pretty cool. It was fun. It worked out well. We got to watch the World Junior Game final when we were there. So it was nice for sure. Yeah, it was a good time, and hopefully we can do that some more.
Those types of visits and those types of gatherings, are those good for a team over the course of the season, maybe allowing you to kind of unplug a little bit from the game in a situation like that?
Yeah, for sure. I think it was really important. Like I said, we were struggling a bit at that time. So just to get away and hang out, just think about other things other than hockey. And I also think that we have a pretty unique group to be able to do that. I mean, I definitely don't think some teams would have the proper guys to be able to do that. So it's pretty cool. It shows how close our hockey team is.
Are you excited about Red Deer and the CHL-NHL Top Prospects game? Give me a sense on kind of the honor and the excitement that goes into playing in a game like that.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Whenever you get a chance to represent yourself and your team in something like that, it's pretty cool. So, yeah, I'm just going to have fun. I mean, I know lots of guys there, lots of my close buddies, so it'll be a good time.
And then just lastly, Bowen, a thought from you about this week. Tri-City, Spokane, and then home to face the Moose Jaw Warriors. Three tough games for the Giants, but no doubt you'll be ready.
Yeah, they're three really good teams. I think it's a good test for us right now. Should be three good games, so everyone's pretty fired up for them, and it should be fun.
The CHL Player of the Week, the WHL Player
of the Week. In the corners, and around the boards, the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
It's the second year of RE/MAX Presents. WHL suits up with Don Cherry to promote organ donation. It's a series of events across WHL markets to promote the importance of organ donation and to generate further support of the Kidney Foundation of Canada. Beginning Saturday through March, all 17 WHL clubs in Canadian markets will play host to their very own theme games, complete with a variety of special promotions for fans in attendance. Each game will also have 1,000 limited second edition Don Cherry bobbleheads distributed to fans in attendance, along with 1,000 plaid RE/MAX drink koozies shaped like a house. But a change this year, players will sport those uniforms emblazoned with a fun nickname as opposed to the traditional surname across their shoulders. Fans will have the opportunity then to bid on the limited edition jerseys, with 100% of the proceeds going to local chapters of the Kidney Foundation of Canada. Last year, the event raised $265,500. First event comes up Saturday in Edmonton, followed by Friday, January 25th in Red Deer, Friday, February 1st in both Kamloops and Moose Jaw, and Saturday, February 2nd in Prince Albert. The World Under-17 Hockey Challenge is coming to Medicine Hat and Swift Current. It's been awarded as a joint co-host event November 2nd to the 9th of 2019. It'll be a partnership between Hockey Canada, Hockey Alberta, the Saskatchewan Hockey Association, the CHL, as well as the city's Medicine Hat, Swift Current, as well as the Medicine Hat Tigers and the Swift Current Broncos of the WHL. Swift Current previously hosted the World Under-17 Hockey Challenge in 1998 when Team Canada West won gold, and most recently hosted a pre-tournament game in advance of the 2010 IIHF World Junior Championship in Regina and Saskatoon. The World Under-17 Hockey Challenge, November 2nd to 9th, 2019.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The WHL has announced the East Division Academic Spotlight for December. It features defenseman Johnny Lambos of the Brandon Wheat Kings, defenseman Damon Hunt of the Moose Jaw Warriors, forward Jacob Brook of the Prince Albert Raiders, forward Logan Nyhoff of the Regina Pats, forward Tristan Robbins of the Saskatoon Blades, and forward Eric Houck of the Swift Current Broncos. WHL players recognized as academic achievers are observed as those striving to reach their full potential in their educational programs while balancing WHL commitments. Voice of the Warriors, James Gallo, has more with Damon Hunt.
Damon Hunt was one of six players from the East Division that received the WHL Scholastic Spotlight for December. And Damon, I think this is one of several recognitions that you're going to get over the course of your Western Hockey League career. But what makes this one special and unique to you?
Well, I think just trying to balance the Western Hockey League and school at the same time. It's not an easy thing to do. Doing homework on the bus or, you know, staying up late and, finishing up your work and, you know, those late night settings. So, for me, I'm really proud of, you know, what I've accomplished for this beginning of my grade 11 year. And I just want to thank, the teachers helping me out and, you know, the counselors as well for, you know, supporting me all the way and my teachers.
Let's talk about your day-to-day routine. Just explain to fans what that's like. Let's say it's a practice day for the Moose Jaw Warriors. What's your day-to-day routine with regards to your school and your hockey schedule?
Yeah, I have four classes, three in the morning and one in the afternoon after lunch. And then, you know, right after that, all the guys go straight to practice, you know, and then we go for our, you know, warm-up, and then we get on the ice right away. And, you know, it's not always the easiest schedule. School sometimes, you know, drains your energy, but you just gotta, you know, push yourself as hard as you can at practice, and, you know, the coaches want to see that, and, you know, we're there and we have to prove ourselves. So it's hard, but, you know, at the same time, I like the challenge.
What do you find the most challenging part of juggling the schedule?
I think just getting all my marks in and maintaining that high grade average. Sometimes you don't have the time to do the work, but, you know, you have to force yourself to do it. So I just, you know, force myself all the time and, you know, create opportunities for myself for the best marks and, you know, to be the best in the ice as I can.
Damon Hunt, again, one of six players in the East Division, receiving the WHL Scholastic Spotlight for December. What are you taking in school?
I have English, math, Christian ethics, and health science.
Now, your cousin, Matt Calvert, played with the Brandon Wheat Kings. Did he give you some insight or some tips on how to juggle the school and the hockey schedule?
Matt, you know, he's always been really good to me, and he did actually. He told me, you know, it might be stressful at some times, and you just gotta, you know, power through it. And, you know, this league is not the easiest when you're in school, and he just told me just to, you know, work as hard as I can, and that's all I control.
Well, Damon, congratulations on the recognition with the WHL Scholastic Spotlight for December, along with five other players in this division. But enjoy the rest of this trip.
Thank you very much.
And that's the show. Thanks to Les in Saskatoon, Dan O'Connor in Vancouver, James Gallo on the road to the Moose Jaw Warriors. Thanks, fellas. I'm John Keith.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners.